The day-long sessions have been held on Fridays over a five-week period ending this Friday. They were available at no charge to companies already designated or wanting to be designated as disadvantaged business enterprises, or DBEs. As defined by the Florida Department of Transportation, a DBE has a majority ownership by one or more individuals who are both socially and economically disadvantaged, with limits on personal net worth less than $1.3 million and amount of money made over the previous three fiscal years, a gross of just under $24 million.
Most of them come from the private industry, and they all want to get into public work. And most, if you ask them, most of their answers is, well, because, you know, public work, the pot is bigger, they pay on time.
Matt Block is an instructor for the Construction Estimating Institute, and as a former FDOT contractor from the Miami area, he's worked with his share of DBEs.
But their biggest hurdles all the time are is they don't understand the bidding process that there is. They just don't have a knowledge of the workings of all the paperwork that comes with public work and all the nuances that you encounter.
Over the past several weeks, Block has been leading the construction management workshops in Escambia County. He says there is a lot to learn over the five-day course, beginning with how to navigate the massive FDOT website for online registration. There's instruction on marketing and website development, as well as bonding and financing. A significant amount of time is spent on business plan development and the detail required for putting together a successful bid, a process that takes an average of 8 to 10 days to complete.
We got basic estimating practices, how to calculate their labor costs efficiently, how to calculate all their equipment, material, subcontractor costs for a job. So when they get onto a job, they can actually calculate all their costs, so they're not guessing at numbers anymore.
Matt Castellani, and we do excavating, hauling, and we do mainly clearing, demolition, and grading work.
My name is Rodney Jones. The name of my business is New World Cleaning. We are a commercial cleaning and lawn service company.
Castellani and Jones are among a small group of qualified business owners who've been taking part in the workshops and trying to learn all they can about how to secure jobs with the FDOT.
What Matt has taught us, a lot of common sense, a lot of things that he has learned, things to look out for, in these DOT bids, and to be thorough in your bidding.
Not just going out looking at the big things of the project, looking at some of the very small things, because those are the things you're most likely to overlook, and it'll cost you in the long run.
Another important tip, says contractor Howard Steele, is to quickly sort and eliminate jobs that are probably unattainable.
Go through the solicitations and then weed out the ones that just don't look like you're going to be able to qualify for.
According to Block, identifying those jobs that your company is best suited for can increase the probability of winning a bid from 1 in 30 to 1 in 10. For clarification, the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise, or DBE program, is a federal program that applies only to the Florida Department of Transportation, while the Minority Business Enterprise, or MBE program, applies to all state agencies and is administered by the Office of Supplier Diversity. FDOT Public Information Officer Ian Satter says their minority incentive program was created to open the door to those smaller jobs available on their various road and bridge projects.
Some of these contractors may not have the ability to do that, or rather subcontract that out. So after years of looking at some of that information and talking with our contractors and realizing that there was a need, just kind of putting two and two together, it made sense to have the ability for these DBEs to be educated on what opportunities are out there.
Satter says the FDOT aims for about 10% DBE participation for each project. The main goal of the workshops is to help get such small minority-owned businesses into the pipeline so they can bid on and secure contracts for FDOT projects available in their region. The idea is to keep the work as local as possible. In this area, that includes the upcoming Pensacola Bay Bridge replacement project, totaling just under $400 million. The project gets underway this spring and is slated for completion in 2020.
There's a need for everything from accounting services to supplying materials or supplies working and providing other materials for the project, like steel, or providing tools, contract services. There's a lot of opportunity that's out there.
According to Satter, the department also makes an effort to keep those local companies designated or even pre-qualified as disadvantaged business enterprises in the loop by inviting them to network with contractors at a meeting held annually at the FDOT office in Milton. The workshops, which wrap up this Friday, provide a major step forward for these small businesses who want to work with FDOT. And instructor Matt Block says those who are really serious will call and take advantage of the technical assistance offered free of charge as a follow-up.
The ones who keep on, it never fails. They always get a contract, and they always call us thanking us for it. And it's them. They just follow up. They keep going. In this class, I got two or three that I'm seeing that is going to be calling me pretty soon to tell me they got a huge contract.
To be determined. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.